Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm so happy you're listening, whether you're in nations across the ocean or listening on shortwave here in the United States or anywhere else in the world on the internet. And a special welcome to my new listeners in Northern California on KKXX. I'm so happy you've joined us, and I hope you'll write and let me know you're there listening on KKXX. Well, I'm still thinking about this new year and all the possibilities that God will bring into our lives. If you've been listening to Psalms of Hope for a few years, you know that I believe in looking at the possibilities ahead and even dream about some goals that God puts in our heart. In Isaiah, we see God reminding us to forget the problems of our past. Isaiah 43:18 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old." When we choose to forget the past, we can then anticipate the wonderful blessings that God has planned for us in the future that we haven't even thought about. Yes, although I've said in previous programs I don't make resolutions, one goal I'm going to work on this year is to seek out people who are positive and who will inspire me. And I hope you'll choose to seek those kinds of people also. And whenever possible, stay away from negative people. If life is hard for you right now, seek out people that God will use to inspire and energize you. Mike Murdoch, a wonderful, encouraging writer, often says, "Choose to be with those who celebrate you." And then, when you're with people who inspire and celebrate you, you choose to be that kind of person for them. My husband Randy has been reading and teaching the book of Proverbs for many years. And one of the mainstay verses that we try to live by is Proverbs 13:20, and says, "Walk with the wise and become wise." Yes, the counsel of wise people can help us make wise decisions, and their inspiration will energize and inspire us to be growing into God's likeness to which He has called us. So, dear friends, celebrate those who inspire and love who you are becoming, and choose to be that kind of inspiring, encouraging person to people in your world, too. Now, here's a wonderful song of encouragement. It's the Gaither Vocal Band singing, "Loving God, Loving Each Other."
Loving God, loving each other, making music with my friend. Loving God, loving each other. Story never ends. They pushed back from the table to listen to His words, His secret plan before He had to go. It's not complicated, don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know. It's loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends, loving
Yes, when we're loving God, it helps us to love each other, doesn't it? No matter where you live, I hope that you're trusting God to be with you this year. He is a God worthy of our trust. And part of trusting God is also letting go of our past and looking toward our future. This past year may have been a difficult year for you. Perhaps you and your family had a lot of sickness, or perhaps the past year was full of hurt, pain, confusion. And as I studied the scripture in the last segment, God says, "Don't remember the things of old." We must not allow the past to control us or control our decisions today. In fact, I came across a wonderful scripture promise from the Lord in Isaiah 61:3, where God says, "I will give you beauty for ashes." And a modern-day translation says, "I will give them a bouquet of roses for ashes." What do the ashes represent for us? Well, in our fireplace, ashes are what's left over when everything's burned up. The ashes God's talking about may represent our burned-up dreams, our disappointments, our hurt, our pain. And for God to give us beauty or roses for our ashes, an exchange must occur. We have to give our ashes to Him so He can give to us. Through His love, God gives us a fresh start every day. So no matter what happened yesterday, we can start anew with Jesus today. No matter what happened in your past, what you've said, what you've done, God wants you to know that with His help, you can begin again. What brand new things do you want to happen in your life? Whatever your past has been, may I encourage you to look ahead to the blessings of the future with the Lord. God says He has a wonderful future for you, so trust Him to help you make those choices to move on with your life. You may find yourself in the middle of a storm right now, a problem, a disaster, but Jesus promises to be with you even there as you look toward your tomorrows. Now here's a wonderful song of assurance. Vern Jackson sings, "Jesus comes in the midst of the storm."
When you reach out for help and you find no one there, and the darkness moves in on each side, just remember that God is always watching. and deliver from sin. He has power to stop that old troublesome wind. There is nothing too hard for the Savior to do. Just reach out to Him. He's reaching out to you. Jesus comes in the midst of the storm.
Psalms of Hope program. I'm so happy you joined me. The theme for this program is Remember Not. And I've been talking about it being a good time to forget the past and for the rest of the year believe God for new things based on Isaiah 43:18 and 19 that I shared earlier. A few years ago, I decided to try and memorize all of the 3:16 verses in the Bible while I was out on my morning walks. Remember John 3:16, where God says He loves you and gave His Son for you? Well, I wondered what other gems the 3:16 verses in the Bible would be. And one day I put Zephaniah 3:16 in my phone to memorize while I was out walking. Then I discovered I had put 3:17 in my phone, but I loved it so much it's now become one of my favorite verses. And now I give it to you for your verse for the coming year. It says, "For the Lord your God is living among you. He's a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With His love, He will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with singing." Well, that accidental verse that the Lord brought to me says it all. It says He's my Savior. He will delight in me. With His love, He will calm my fears. And then He will rejoice over me with singing. That's so amazing. But that's what God plans for you too. You may say, "Samantha, that's fine. I can imagine God will do that for you, but not for me. You don't know the mistakes I've made, the mess my life is, the problems I have." Oh, yes. That verse is for you too. Nowhere in that verse does it say that if you're good enough, He'll be your Savior, or that He will love you and calm your fears if you behave properly. It doesn't have anything to do with how good we are, how old we are, how much we do or don't do for others. All it has to do with is who God is. And God is love. And God says He will rejoice over you with singing. If you don't believe me, sometime soon, take a walk outside and listen to the rustle of the wind in the trees, or the sound of the waves on the shore, or even the bird song, and you will find yourself hearing God whisper to you that He loves you and takes delight in you. Well, there's a wonderful song I want to play now, and if you listen, God will use this song to tell you that He loves you. Listen to the group praise and worship sing, "Oh, how He loves you and me." You and me. Well, if you're having a hard time believing that God loves you, just ask Him to help you believe, and He will show you in probably some most amazing way. Well, it's raining today as I pray over my thoughts to share with you. It seems really quite cozy and wonderful to have weather since it's perpetually sunny here. So even though parts of our country are still draped in snow and cold, here our peach trees are starting to bud. It's early spring. And every new year, I ask the Lord to give me a verse for the new year. But in addition to the verse which I shared with you in the last segment, this past month, the thought that keeps rumbling around in my head is celebrate and trust. Well, at first it surprised me. That seemed like a strange combination. But then I began to think of the many areas in my own life, and I assume yours, where we must trust God. Yet, there are also many areas where we can celebrate God's watchfulness over us. Yesterday, I celebrated that when I fell, tumbling over our new puppy, I wasn't hurt. For some people, it's no big deal when they fall, but as we get older, falling could be a problem. But I wasn't hurt. So that was cause for celebration. Thank you, Jesus. Well, some things we can control, like keeping our schedule of commitments down to a manageable level. But for many things, like an illness or a sudden fall, I must trust God. Yes, I believe it's up to me to believe that God is at work behind the scenes on my behalf. But ultimately, I guess whether it is in our own life or that of our loved ones, we must learn to trust Him, knowing that His plans for us are indeed for good and not for evil, as it says in Jeremiah 29. And yes, you can trust God to help you walk through any situation that comes your way. His promise from Isaiah is that we will not be overcome by our difficulties, but that He will bring us through as we trust in Him. And I do know that He will be with us in the valleys of our lives or on the mountaintop. Well, here's a wonderful song by Linda Randall that I want to play. It's titled, "He
up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, oh, He'll make them right. On the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down the valley of trials and temptation. That's where your faith is really put to the test.
God on the mountain is still God in the valley. He's the God of the good times. He's still God in the bad times. He's the God of the day and is still God in the night. Oh, that song is so reassuring because it's true. I hope you've been encouraged to believe God for a new future for your own life, knowing that God will be with you through it all, whatever comes your way. This last scripture I'd like to share is from Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, and it says, "But forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I'm going to do a brand new thing. See, I have already begun." Oh, what an exciting promise God has made to us in that scripture. So if God wants us to forget our yesterdays and look ahead to the brand new thing He wants to do in our lives, why would we want to dwell on the past? Whether our past was mostly good or bad, there's always more to look forward to in the future with God by our side. Yes, God, above everyone else, knows your journey. And God knows exactly where you are today. Just think of it. God, the creator of the universe, the God who flung the stars in space, who keeps the planets in their orbit, says through the prophet Jeremiah that He, this same God, has a plan for your life no matter what your age. He still has planned a great future for you filled with hope. As I shared in the earlier verse, God promises to do a brand new thing in your life. All you have to do is believe in the goodness of God. And as you do, you'll find God's favor and direction to help you in every circumstance that may come your way. Well, may your prayer for the coming week be, God, help me to see the brand new thing you want to do in my life and follow after you. Well, you know our time together is over. This is Samantha Landy. I hope you email or write to me today. When you do, I'll send you a free book that I wrote if you ask. I was so blessed that Mark in Denver wrote in for his free book, and we sent it off. And if you can, tuck in a gift for this radio ministry. I'd appreciate it so much. It's you, our listeners, that keep this program on the air. And remember, God loves you with an unconditional love. So put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.